We are starting on chapter 44. I was reading through this one, I guess yesterday and a little bit this morning, and boy, this is a fascinating chapter. Follow along with me then with verse 1. If you will remember, they were at the party, and they actually had a whole bunch to drink and eat, so this is the next day. Verse 44, verse 1. Et asher al beito lemor male et am techot hanashim okel kaasher yuklun seet v'sim kesavish bepi am tachto. Okay, va yetzav, and he commanded. Okay, now notice that the object follows. It's that et asher. He commanded the one who was over his house. The et asher al beito, the one who was over his house, lemor, saying, male. Okay, what form is that? Male. It's a PL imperative, notice. PL imperative. Just take the yud off and you have the imperative. Fill am techot the sacks of the men, okel, food, with food. Remember again, as we've seen, common style here, no prepositions. Fill it with food. Ka'asher, yuklun se'e. As they are able to carry. Yuklun is from yakal, and it's a simple call, imperfect from yakal. It just has a strange form for the imperfect. And notice that there's a paragogic nun at the end, so it's an imperfect form. Okay? So fill the sacks of the men with food as they are able to carry. Se'et. What's the root of se'et?
Nasa.
Nasa.
Why
no,
is
no.
It a semi-leg? It's an infinitive construct.
Oh, yes, this is an infinitive construct. Right.
Normally, Nasa, when it is an infinitive construct, they don't have se'et under the...
I think they would. Se'et, yeah. Yes, they would, I think. And notice it's in pause, so it's gonna be long anyway. Notice it is the object of the finite verb yuklun, as much as they were able to carry. Okay? Vesim, now notice there's another imperative, and put the kesev ish, put the money of each one, each person, bepi, at the top of his sack, in the mouth of his sack. Okay? Hey guys. Hey, good to see you guys. We're on Genesis 44. Jun, why don't you come around here and sit? Yeah, you guys can kind of sit here, actually. Two seats. We're recording on the World Wide Web here, so. But Ron can edit all this stuff out. Well, you guys wanted last week a copy of Modern Hebrew Script, so here you got it.
It's like Bokotovi. Bokotovi.
All right. Good. Any other questions about verse 1? Alright, so notice that there's no sense of a lot of time passing between the previous incident and this one. So it's kind of like the next day. Alright? Now here's the kicker, verse 2. I want you to look at the style here. Ve'et gevi'i gevi'a kesef tasim bepi am tachat hakaton ve'et kesef shivro ya'as kidvar yosef asher deber. Okay. Now, notice how the word order goes. First of all, he puts the object first. Ve'et gevi'i, and my goblet. Okay, and my goblet. Now notice how he specifies, because he probably had a lot of goblets, but he makes it very clear. And my goblet, the goblet of silver. Alright, so notice there's a specific one. So he reiterates, he clarifies. The goblet of silver, notice there's a rabia there for a pause above the kesef. Tasim, you shall put in the mouth of the sack of the smallest, of the youngest. Now notice that he switches from imperatives in verse 1 to imperfects in verse 2. Because he's still giving a command, but notice it's more, this is the form you see in legislation, in law, in things that are not so urgent, but more long-standing. And also in constructions where the speaker is making clear his strong commitment to this action. Now, why would he switch? Because they would think this a very unusual thing. You know, fill the sacks with grain, okay. Put the money, well, he'd done that before. But now, specifically, put the silver goblet in, you know. So he kind of, almost like more official or formal language he switches to. All right, put it in the sack of the youngest. Ve'et, and the silver, the money for his sheva, for his grain. Okay, so you put the money and the cup. Vayas, and he did, from Asa, Kidavar, according to the word of Joseph, which to bear he had spoken. Okay. Any questions about verse 2? Okay. Verse 3, notice there's no Vayahi. So you get a sense now of kind of this urgent, urging forward. The same thing happens if you're interested in Genesis, what is it, 22, the binding of Isaac, in which rather on the third day, after he packed up, on the third day, there's no Vayahi there. It just goes into boom. So you get kind of this urging you onward, kind of this, the time lapse that you would get with the Vayahi is kind of dividing the text more regularly, aren't here. And that's where you don't get them here either, notice. So you don't get, so you don't have, notice in verse 3, Vayahi, and it came to pass when it was morning. See, you just have Haboker Or, the morning dawned. And Or is either a perfect, sometimes some parts it is a perfect, or an infinitive of Ur, to shine. See? Notice there's no connection there. No Bob or nothing. Just kind of abrupt. It's an interesting switching style here. So you almost get this, what, I'm calling it urgency, but, you know, the guy's moving it forward, not leaving a lot of space of time. So boom, boom, boom is how he's picturing these events. So the morning dawned, Ur. V'ha'anashim shulcho, and the men were sent. From Shalach, Apual, and the men were sent. Hema, them, va, chamorahem. Them and their donkeys. Okay. Any questions about verse 3? Now verse 4, notice the same way, no bayahi. Hame, they, yatsu et ha'ir, lo, hirhiku. They went out, or left et ha'ir, left the city. Okay. Lo, hirhiku. They had not gone far. That's from Rachak. Rachak in the call means to be far. Notice in the, this is a hiphil. It changes from a state to an action. It's still intransitive here in this case. They did not go far. Okay. From Rachak. The Yosef. And Joseph said, La Asher al Beto, to the one who is over his house. Okay? Now notice two imperatives. Kumrido. Notice that when two actions are closely connected, you see these imperatives, and kum is almost used as an interjection a lot of times. You know, get up, pursue. It's kind of like seeing one. It's not like you get up and then a little while later you pursue. You know, you're supposed to do both at once. Get up, pursue. So you have kumrido, both call imperatives. Acharei ha'anashim, after the men. Okay. Ve'hisag tam. Now notice here, you very commonly after imperative you have a vav plus perfect. Moses does this a lot in Deuteronomy, and you'll see it again in legislation. Again, it's more non-urgent. It's more time has elapsed between the pursuing and the catching up. Okay? This is from the root. What root is this from? You guys should all, can all see it? Nasag. First nun, because the dog is preceded by short vowel. And overtake them, nasag. Ve'amarta, and say, Alehem, to them, Lama shilach, I'm sorry, Lama shilam temra atacha tova. Why have you repaid? That's from the root shalom. Shalem in the PL means to repay. Why have you repaid ra'ah, evil, tachatova, instead of good? Okay. Questions about verse 4?
Yeah, following an imperative then, the vav plus the perfect can also continue the...
Right, very commonly it continues the imperative. He's still kind of in command. Okay.
Can it also be used for the result?
Yes.
Okay.
And here you can kind of almost see there is a result implied. Pursue and overtake. You know, pursue and overtake. Pursue so that you overtake. Okay. See? I mean, it's just connected with the vav here. All right, verse 5. Halozeh asher yishtaroni bo vehu nachesh yanachesh bo hareotem asher asitem. Okay. Now, notice the zeh is referring to the goblet, although it's not said specifically. Is not this. So this is what you should say to them. Overtake them and say, why have you repaid evil for good? Now continue. Is not this what my Lord drinks in it? Okay, notice you have a relative clause. What's that bow function as? Resumptive pronoun after a relative clause. So is not this in what my master drinks? See, so you have to understand, is not this the cup from which my master drinks? Again, you will see in Hebrew sometimes the bait, the lamed, and the min are often used in place of each other. And that's what you seem to have here. Okay, so in English you'd almost have to say, is not this from what my master drinks? Or more literally, in what my master drinks, or what my master drinks in it, to follow the Hebrew. Okay? Vehu nachesh yenachesh bo. Now, nachash means to practice divination. And notice the nachesh is what kind of form? Infinitive absolute. What does it do? It signals the speaker's commitment to what he is saying, to the idea in the main verb. And he certainly divines with it, practices divination with it. Now, it's kind of interesting. You see this here. Evidently, there's a lot of ways, of course, in the Old Testament that people would try to foretell the future. There was this belief that everything in the world was connected, right? So that a part of something was related to the whole of everything else. So, for example, some people practice astrology. You could read the stars and tell the future what's going to happen. Some people would practice the reading of the liver and the entrails of animals, you know, how they were placed. Some would read the flights of birds as omens. Some would read the clouds. You know that word Anan, Onanes, the soothsayers in Leviticus, that they wouldn't have to do anything. Well, some suspect that they read the clouds. Here it could be reading the, you know, when you have wine, the lees at the bottom, the whatever you call it, the sediment. Read that, or perhaps some say that the way that the drink in the cup, the oil or the water in the cup drips down or forms in the cup, they would read those signs. Okay, so that's probably what he's referring to here. Very interesting. Okay, hareotem, you have done evil. What's the root of hareotem? Ra'a, double ein. It's a double ein and it's a hifil. Ra'a in the call means to be evil. Hareotem means to do evil. You have done evil in what asitem you have done. So you have acted evilly in what you have done. Okay. Questions about verse 5?
What form was that?
Okay. Hareotem is a hifil, perfect, second masculine plural from ra'a. It means to do evil. Okay? Okay, verse 6. Vayasigem vayedaber alehem et hadevrim ha'elah. And he overtook them. Notice that's from Nasag, another Hifil. And he overtook them by Yedaber, and he spoke to them et Hadevrim Ha'ela, these words. Okay. Verse 7. Va'yomru elav lama Yedaber adoni kadevrim ha'ela chalila la'avadeka me'asot kadavar hazeh. Alright. And they said to him, why are you speaking, my Lord, like, according to these words, see? What in the world are you saying? Why are you talking to us like this? See? Chalila is a exclamatory particle, kind of this negation. Notice it's usually translated far be it from. Something like it is an abomination to us, or it's unthinkable to us. It's a detestable thing to us. Chalila. Notice that the idiom frequently has an infinitive construct preceded by a min, and that's what you have here, and also a lamed of the person. So notice, far be it from your servants to do kadavar hazeh, according to this thing. Far be it from your servants to act in this way. Okay. Or it is an abomination to your servants to do or to act in this way, according to this thing. Okay? Everybody see that? I think that's all I wanted to say about that. Yeah. Okay? Questions about seven?
Well, first of all, you translate Laman Yavi Adonai while you're speaking this.
Mm-hmm. I translate it as present tense because notice you have an imperfect.
That's a third masculine.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, and they said to him. Yep, you're right. They're speaking third person. I just automatically translated it into second person. Yes, they are being very deferential here. Why is my master, my Lord, speaking these words? Yeah, I'm sorry. He doesn't say you. He says why. So they're still being very deferential by referring to someone in the third person. They recognize that he's their superior. Good point, Sim. Thank you. Any other questions about verse 7? Okay. Verse 8. Hein kesef asher matzanu bepi am techotenu hashivonu eleka me'eretz kena'an ve'ek nignov mebeit adoneka kesef o zahav. Look, the money which we found in the mouth of our sack, Heshivonu, we returned. Also, that's a hifil from Shu. And notice that there's the object, the money. We returned to you from the land of Canaan. Remember, they went all the way back and came back. Ve'ek, and how, Nigno, how can we steal, or how could we steal from the house of your Lord? Silver or gold? So how could we steal from the house of your Lord silver or gold? Alright. Questions about verse 8? Alright, verse 9. Asher yematzei eto me'avadeka v'meit v'gam anachnu nihyeladoni la'avadim. Okay. Now, who it will be found with him. Notice again you have a relative clause followed by a resumptive pronoun. Who it will be found with him. So in English we would say, with whom it will be found, okay, of your servants, from your servants, vame, then he will die. That's just a vav plus perfect form. There's a comma under there because there's a one. It's one syllable. It's accent on that first syllable, so it's va mate, not ve mate. Okay. So, with whom it is found, or with whom it will be found, of your servants, with whom of your servants it will be found, then he will die. And also we, and also as for us, we will become to my Lord servant. La avadim. Questions about verse 9? All right. Vayomer gamata kedivre kem kenhu. Asher yematze to yihye li aved. Vatem tihyu nekiyim. And he said. Gamata. This is just a kind of a particle for continuation. And he said. Now I'm going to translate it as although. And you'll see why. In a second. He said, although according to your words, or in your words, kain he, it is correct. Kain here means it is right or it is correct. Okay? So in other words, what the servant is saying is he's agreeing with the brothers that what they say would be the correct thing to do. Okay? Nevertheless, you have to understand who it is found with him, with whom it will be found, he will be to me a servant. He will become my servant. But you will be nekiyim. You will be innocent. You will be free. Okay, so notice what he's saying here. And he said, notwithstanding, according to your words, it is right. A lot of translations will say, kind of, even though you speak correctly. He's saying, with whom it will be found, he will become my servant, but you will be free. So he's just reiterating that he's not going to accept that deal. So he makes a big separation between Benjamin and the others. See, then that's by design, as we all know. The brothers don't know that, but we do. That's what makes it so interesting. Nekiyim is a plural adjective from naki, would be the singular. Nekiyim is the plural, and it modifies atem. You will be nekiyim. You will be innocent. Okay? Okay. Any other questions on verse 10? Alright, verse 11. Vayemaharu vayoridu ish et am tachto azra. They're happy to get this over with. Vayiftechu ish am tachto. Okay. And they hurried. Notice that that's a PL from Ma'er, to be in a hurry. And they hurried. Vayoridu ish. And they came down, and they brought down. Yarad means to go down. So what conjugation is this one? With yorid. It's a hifil. Yeah, and it's a shortened hifil because it's in a vav consecutive. And they brought down, each one, his bag to the ground. So they got all the luggage out of the trunk of the car. Okay. Vayiftechu. And they opened, each one, his bag. Okay. Here it comes. Okay. Vayecha peis bagadol hechel uva katon kila vayimatze hagevia ve'am tachat binyamin. Okay. Vayecha peis. And he searched. That equals, anyone remember two other Hebrew words for to search? There's a number of others, but the ones you're familiar with would be bikesh, to seek, bikesh, biker, bait, kof, resh, also to search, to look for.
Is that PL?
This is a PL, yes. And he searched with the oldest. Hechel, he began. That's from Chalal. Chalal, Hifil from Chalal. So with the Gadol, with the oldest, he began. Uvakaton, with the youngest, Kilah, he finished. Okay? Uh-oh. Vayimatze Hagavia. And the goblet was found in the sack of Binyamin. In the sack of Benjamin. Okay? Vayikra'u simlotam vayamos ish al chamoro vayashu ha'ira. And they tore their garments, kara. They tore their garments, vayamos, that's Amos, and they loaded up each one on his donkey, vayashuvu, and they returned ha'ira to the city. What time is it? You all right? Okay, we can do one more verse. Okay, any questions about verse 13? Okay. Vayavo Yehuda ve'echav beit Yosef ve'hu odenu sham vayiplu lefanav arza. And Judah, now notice how Judah starts to come to prominence here. And Judah came, and his brothers, to the house of Joseph. So notice it singles Judah out here. Judah and his brothers came to the house of Joseph. And notice that the verb is singular because of Judah. Okay, and he, namely Joseph, Odenu, still he sham, still he was there. He was still there. Hadn't left for the day.
Professor, what about the old, new, the masculine subject?
Yes, from Odenu, third man, and he was there, right? Right, and he was there. And as for him, he was still there. Okay, and so Vayiplu from Nafal, and they fell before him, Artsa, to the ground. Okay, good. All right, good. Any questions? Yeah. We'll stop here and get the big revealing then next week.
That's the best.